Thanks for tuning in, folks. This has been an Experiment with Time on WRCT Pittsburgh. Have a great night. Take care of yourselves, folks.
Now who's here? That is right, no duck. It's Zombo. Put a duck sample in it. Yeah. Only Porter's head could put a duck sample in and folks go, man, that's pretty, chill. That was 7 months by Porter's head. Yeah, that's correct. I just played that agog for 3 hours today. See how that flies. Before that, we heard Book of the Month by Lovage. What a great record that was. When did that come out? Wow, 2001. That came out in 2001? That album's 28 years old? Holy crap. That's something else. Today's all months. So month is probably like, comes from the moon. Because that's how long usually takes a moon cycle is month. So maybe that's moon. Used to be moon. Because you used to put a TH on everything. That's how it used to be. You used to put it. That had to be so like yelling at somebody. Thou art thou. You just can't get angry with thou art and and patheth me and on yeah. So yeah, that's why they had to cut a lot of that short. It just wasn't very good for rage, as humans got more and more ragey, as more and more of our benevolence has been bred out of us. You know, killing the benevolent tribes, taking over, the cruel surviving, the brutes, the might make right. They got rid of the doth and the soth and the soeth and all that stuff. And they just cut it to just this brute guttural language. Ah, well, whatevs. How you rats doing? Ah, hey, it's something, ain't it? Ain't it something? It is certainly something. Zombo right here in your brain here. And I'm doing a full show till 1 o'clock today. Mm-hmm. And, whew, man. Oh, shivits. It's a fascinating thing, isn't it? It is a fascinating. Everything's just fascinating. You just look at life sometimes. If you try and look at it like a little kid, that's always kind of, that's my whole life. And it's just that the wonder of how strange everything is and the way things are, only it is that way just because, just from, you know, years and months and days and decades and millennia of just us muddling around, trying to figure stuff out, snuffing out all of the nice people. all of the nice tribes, and then the big brutes win. That's so sad. That's why we can't fix anything. That's why there's still slavery today. You know, they just put a dollar sign in front of it. It's still slavery. You know, we just give it a different brand. That's all it is. You know, if you're doing something you don't enjoy doing, guess what? Slavery. You know, think about it. You're doing something you hate to do. That's pretty much what slavery is. I don't think there was anybody building the pyramid going, hey, you know what? This is a laugh riot. Oh, yeah. Thank you for the whips. But, yeah, so that's the thing. So consider, and they kind of like, you know, make it the domesticating human beings. Yeah, domesticating. Yeah. Well, like I'm saying, I don't know what to tell you, but it is just a fascinating way to look at things. It is fascinating because life is really wacky. It is a crazy thing. And what's so important today means nothing tomorrow. You know, like a lot of the culture wars and all of that stuff that people go through now, even 10 years from now, it's going to be a joke. 100 years from now, it's going to be non-existent. 1,000 years from now, I don't know. I don't know. Who am I? Nostradamus? I do not have a nose for prediction. As Nostradamus. Starting already with the funny stuff. So I saw a very interesting doc. It was a biopic on Doug Kenny, one of the original people from National Lampoon. And it was just amazing to see that the whole course of comedy change. In the 1970s, when you got to understand, like the genesis of like National Lampoon went out to National Lampoon, went out to Saturday Night Live, went out to Second City TV. You know, it just rebranded all the style of comedy, gave it like a real dark edge, and it was just amazing to actually kind of get a little nostalgic about it. And some of it's pretty amazing, you know. And some of it is just, you know, drug-addled garbage. But there's some fascinating things that, and they always put comedy with tragedy. You know, you're watching this biopic, and there's all kinds of drugs, and there's all kinds of like grief. Why can't anybody just have a nice, happy life? You know, oh, this guy wrote funny stuff, and he was a funny guy, but nope. Nope, they got to drag in. Oh, yeah, he was a raging drug addict and an alcoholic, and he had trouble with, you know, relationships. And then they think he might have jumped off a cliff in Hawaii. But, you know, I guess that makes for good watching. You know why? You know why that is? You know why they do that? They don't want you to be envious while you're being a slave at your job. They want you to go, oh, man, I know I'm a slave at my job, but at least I'm not like Doug Kenny. Oh, man, that guy was a tortured soul. I got to get back to filing these papers. See, it's all about writing. Life is like rides. Right now I'm on this wonderful merry-go-round. It's just, look at all this stuff, and it's not a very fast merry-go-round. It's a nice, slow, wonderful merry-go-round. You just, oh, yeah, look at that. Rather than the kind that have to, like, speed around, and you're going to vomit, like the one at Cedar Point. They have one that goes, like, 60 miles an hour. It's nuts. They can't have a regular carousel kind of merry-go-round. And not the merry-go-rounds that go up and down, either. You know, the merry-go-rounds that go up and down, not even at a gentle pace. Just ones that kind of like, hey, yeah, we're just kind of checking things out. Rather than, oh, what are you going to do? I want to ride the Exterminator. You're going to ride the Exterminator and have your cage rattled. I rode the Exterminator, 9 years ago. My brain hasn't been the same. That's the Exterminator at Kennywood. That ride is just, that'll shake your cage, man. But that's not my style. And some people's life's like that. Some people like that. Some people love drama. They love starting fights. They love starting arguments because it makes them feel alive, you know? And I think that is fascinating that there's people that just kind of live for conflict. No thank you, please. Hey, let's get back into the months. We're actually going to finish months up this year and get into years. And then once we get into years, it'll be decades, millennium, and then we're going to go way out there. I'm actually going to see about doing some kind of different stuff with radio. I've been doing this too long, probably about close to 30 years, and I'll get it right sooner or later. Just riding that wonderful merry-go-round of zombleness. Oh, here's something that goes back, and there's something about nostalgia I kind of like, too. You know, there's like a sad thing to nostalgia where you go, oh, man, look at that. That's all gone now. That's all nothing now. When I ever look at an old picture, I don't actually look at the person in the picture. I'm looking like, man, where are those boots at that guy's wearing now? God, that's probably like disintegrated. Or look at that. Possibly the jewelry survives. If you look at, here's some picture from somebody from 1907. And you're thinking, well, maybe that ring and that necklace is still around. That person's definitely dead. All the clothes that they're wearing have been disintegrated. Everything in the background, all the little knickknacks, all the wooden, that's all been torn down. It is non-existent anymore. Isn't that fascinating? I think it's fascinating. Non-existence is pretty crazy when you think about it. And they actually say, oh, yeah, we're going to be non-existent someday, too. And they go, oh, my God, I'm so frightened of non-existence. And then I love this quote. It's like, well, okay, do you remember what it was like before you were born? Oh, no, I don't remember that at all. Did it bother you? No, it didn't bother me. Well, then this shouldn't bother you either. Non-existence shouldn't bother you much either. You're not going to know. That's the awesome part. Unless you go to some magical kingdom. And then we'll probably actually get into a series of radio stuff of different ideas of what people think the afterlife is. You know, some people think it's floating around on a cloud, playing a banjo. Some people think it's a bunch of different stuff. Reincarnation. Some people think, yeah, so that's cool. Whatever fairy story you have to tell yourself to get to sleep at night, you know, because basically sleep is the cousin of death. There, a little thing for you. Let's go back nostalgia-wise. Like I'm saying, sometimes it's kind of nice to look back at stuff and do it with a bittersweet smile. You know, like the National Lampoon, it was called a futile and stupid gesture. A futile and stupid gesture. It's on Netflix. It's the Life of Doug Kenny. And it's kind of cool because they actually show, like, people acting as, you know, how Saturday Night, whatever. Here, 6 months in a leaky boat. It was originally done by Split Ends. This is the Ted Leo version. And, yeah, it's Zombo in your brain. Let's do the months, yunts. When I was a young boy, I wanted to sail around the world. That's a lot for me. Nothing on the sea. Spirit of a sailor. Circumnavigates the globe. The last of a pioneer. With knowledge of frontier. I remember you by thunderclap in the sky. Like Man, that was a pretty, surprisingly good little set of the music there, considering considering the source, which is this guy right here, doing songs all about months. And you're thinking, wow, that is really a deep dive, because I started out doing all kinds of, shows about time increments. And we're getting the months now. We started like with seconds and minutes, all of that stuff. Going to get up and, take it to Zombo to Affinity. Or Affinity or Infinity. I'll take whatever. That was the Fuzz Tones with, no, that was actually the Vietnam Vets. Man, that was with 3 months later. Then we heard the Fuzz Tones doing 9 months later. Louis Prima, 5 months, 2 weeks, 2 days. Then we heard Brian Seltzer. That's right, Brian Seltzer, doing 5 years, 4 months, and 3 days. So, yeah, that was kind of cool. Set started off with Ted Leo doing 6 months in a leaky boat, the Split Ends tune. And it is, I am blown away with just like, wow, this is a pretty good show. I like to try and impress myself, because it's radio I like to listen to. That's, the main reason, I do the radio thing is for me. I like doing this. It's for me. And if you're having a good time, that's a dilly too. So, yeah. And like I'm saying, so this is kind of cool. Bond gave me a neat idea. So when we do, after we get past all of the time increments and get beyond what time is all about, again, this show is about afterlives and this and that and aliens and the connection with all this weird stuff that's going on in the many universes that are out there. Mm-hmm. The universe is what it's known as in scientific terms. What your idea of heaven is, and then I'll try and play some music to go with it. So that's not today, but Bonnie already gave me a really good idea. So, yeah, so we're going to do a whole heaven show, what your idea of heaven is, and then I'll try and find the show. Do it on the fly. Do it right on the fly, because I'm all about I'm all about tightrope walking. So I think that'd be kind of fun, God, there are some people think you go to an eternal feast. You go up there and you go to a feast. And it's like Thanksgiving dinner for eternity. Sounds kind of hellish. You're always eating and you're never full. Ooh, that sounds like heck. Sounds like heck to me. Yeah. Wow. How can you do anything for 10,000 years and you get bored with it? Anything. So, yeah. Maybe it is better it's lights out. I don't know. Do you really want to fly around on clouds for eternity? Playing a harp? I don't know, man. 6 minutes of that is like, dude, this thing's only got 4 strings. There's only such a combination of stuff you can play. I don't know. I don't know if I like this. And besides, I'm afraid of heights. I'm way up here in the clouds looking down there. I'm going to vomit. It's like, it was vomit. Maybe that's what rain is. Rain is just vomit from angels. They're floating around the clouds and they just, because basically their diet is pretty liquid diet, because that's all you got up there is clouds to eat, right? you know, because it's steam and water. Just spitballing here. But so I think that'd be kind of fun. Kind of fun. If it's Lights Out, then I'll play some Lights Out songs. You know, not Lights Out in London by UFO. I will not be playing Lights Out in London by UFO. Just warning you right now, it ain't happening. I'm sure Kelvin would love to hear Lights Out in London by UFO. I'm sure of it. And he seems like he would rock out to that. So nice and quiet here today. I love this. During the summer here at the station, it is a ghost town. Not a ghost town, a ghost town. G-H-O-S-S, a ghost town. There's nobody here. It is awesome. You have this whole place to yourself. It is nice. Because usually if someone's walking by, I'll have to watch what I'm saying or watch what I'm playing. If I see like somebody doing some like, you know, work in an office here, which is very rare, I have to really watch it because some of the stuff broadcasts out to the, you know, the lobby. And that's all I have to hear is this kind of thing. And there I go. See, this fella's got to go. But luckily, I've been dodging that bullet at this station since 2001. That's right. A Zombo Odyssey. It is like an odyssey. It is an odyssey wrapped in an enigma with a side of French fries. What do we got here? Let's get these months out of the way. It's taken me a month to get all this stuff. And I started this whole series, I believe, in January, which is unbelievable. Well, it is believable. It's all believable. Here's 3 months to 3 months to what? 3 months to kill. I think it's about a summer thing. It's Graham Fenton. So I think it's some kind of old dead hillbilly singing about 3 months of getting out and going swimming and not having school. So it's something you really can identify with. You know, that 3 months of summer, that was pretty crazy, the 3 months of summer. You know, when you're in high school or grade school and you have 3 months. And who even devised that? You know, hey, we need these months off. Why? Well, we need to, like, get all these crops in here. You know, we don't have any more crops anymore. Why don't we just let these kids goof around for 3 months? Go to the swimming hole and eat some sorghum. Yeah, have some sorghum and some sarsaparilla and do some tree climbing. That's right. And get that old tire swing rope. Oh, and then listen to the barbershop quartet down by the old riverside. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The good old 1860s. You should have seen us run when we heard the last screw bell ring. They're walking at the door. We were saying goodbye to Sing Sing. You are the thriller, running down the hill, saying, go, man, go, we got 3 months of hell. Well, I heard a buddy scream, he was sleeping till 12 next day. I said, so am I, I'm gonna throw that alarm clock away. Gee, you are the thriller, running down the hill, saying, go, man, go, we got 3 months of hell. No more classes. With my glasses, no more learning. The teacher staring at you till your chair starts burning. June, July, and August, take it easy, here we come. Yeah, 90 long days, just a rocking and a rolling fun. Woo! But gee, what a thrill, running down the hill, saying, go, man, go, we got 3 months of care. Till your chair starts a burning. June, July, August, take it easy, here we come. Yeah, 90 long days, just a rocking and rolling fun. Woo! The cheeky, you are a thrill, running down the hill, saying, go, man, go, go, man, go, go, man, go, we got 3 months of care.
Heard the last school bell ring. sing. Woo. Gee, what a thrill, running down the hill, saying, go, man, go, we got 3 must to kill. Well, I heard a buddy scream, he was sleeping till 12 the next day. I said, so am I, I'm on the throw that long dog away. Must to kill, no more classes. Throw away my glasses. No more learning. A teacher staring at you till your chest starts to burn. In June, July, and August, take it easy. Here we come. Yeah, 90 long days just a rocking and a rolling fun. Ooh, gee, what a thrill, running down the hill saying, go. Three must have killed. Get out of here! In June, July, and August, take it easy, here we come. Yeah, 90 long days, just a rocking and a rolling fun. Woo. Gee, what a thrill, running down the hill, saying, go, man, go, go, man, go, go, man, go, we got 3 must to kill.
That's the original version by Hewlin Duvall. And then we heard Graham Fenton and the Western All-Stars doing 3 Months to Kill. And it's kind of odd because I still have reoccurring dreams of my last day in high school, which is very strange. It was very uneventful. Maybe that's why. It was just like all of this, and now it's over. And in 2 weeks, I got to go to work in some factory, you know. Mm. So, yeah, that's very strange because... Yeah, I have some reoccurring nightmares a bit now about that crummy job. But yeah, it's just so strange. It's like you expect all this stuff to happen. I think that's why there's so much dissatisfaction in life. You do all this work, all this, like why famous people, they're all that hard work. And then they get to the payoff and it's not really a payoff. It's just you just kind of look back and go, oh, I did all that. So it's kind of interesting because, like, for me, it's just kind of like I just remember, well, you know, you wander the halls of the high school. It's the last day of school, and you don't have to go back ever. And, you know, it's not the celebratory kind of Alice Cooper schools out kind of thing. It's the what the hell do I do now kind of thing. And there's like a million roads that open up for you. A million roads. So many choices, you know, and so many traps, and so many choices at that particular moment, at that last day of college, you're already formed after you graduate from college. You've already been smashed into your pigeonhole after your college education. And the cap, the gown, that's just a formality before, you know, your journey into your career. I'm talking like a high school, like where there's just like everything's on the table. You know, college is on the table, crummy job's on the table, being a hobo's on the table, you know, whatever you dreamed of as a kid is on the table. All that stuff is on the table. Everything, all of those choices. And evidently, folks make one, and evidently it's something they think, oh man, if I could just do it all over again. And that's the cool thing. Where you are now, I don't know. For me, it's a pretty darn good place, and I'm kind of glad all those weird little things happen and all that. But the bizarre thing is that whole thing of like the whole world being open to you. That's what I think is hilarious. And you're 18 years old and you don't really even care. You know, you don't even care. Well, some people do. And they're like very stringent about what they want to be. And they have that focus. But they got that focus their whole life. And this is what they're going to do. And then they do it all. And where's the payoff? You know, because I'm all about a destination guy. I'm not a journey guy. And I never like Don't Stop Believing. I'm a journey. I'm a destination guy. It's not about the, it's where you get to. Where do you get to? It's like, yeah, that's a bunch of all right where you end up. That's a bunch of all right. And it's all perspective. There's some people that have like nothing where they ended up. And they're as happy as a clam. And then there's clams that are very, not very happy at all. I know there's a lot of unhappy clams out there. It all depends how you're wired. You know, like I'm saying, people like Bruce Springsteen, all they know is music and work, music and work. And he's has these fits of depression when he's not doing music and work. Well, then, you know, where is the payoff? There is no payoff. It's all a life of work. It's all a life of work. So if you enjoy what you're doing, that's just great. If you don't enjoy what you're doing, well, maybe you can go have a dream of that last day of high school and start all over again in your brain. Yeah, 3 months to kill. Those 3 months went like lightning. And the days seemed longer than because it's the summer solstice and the days were longer. Funny how that works. Here's 12 months late. I should actually tell you some real things of value today. You know, 80 million adults have pre-diabetes. That's right. They have the risk of getting diabetes type 2. And then there's this new type 3 now. Have you seen type 3 diabetes? Man, that is bad news. Type 3 diabetes? Woof. That's when you get the 1 and the 2 and you add them together. Comes up with 9. Well, the good news is pre-diabetes can be reversed. That's right. Walk backwards everywhere you go and you'll be just Jim Dandy. Even if you're busy, it takes less than 1 minute to know where you stand. Look down at your shoes. There's no excuse. Do you have pre-diabetes? Take the short online test. And you know what it's going to do? It's going to, no matter what this test is, you're going to be pre-diabetic. It's like being pre-death. Yeah, everybody's pre-death. Everybody's. And they're going to tell you something. Oh, yeah. Ooh, you could have pre-diabetes. You need to walk a little more. You need to eat more vegetables. You need to stop eating so much fried food. You need to, like, go for a nice walk. That's so it's not really a, it's not really a test that you're going to expect to say, wow, you're in great shape, buddy. Even if you lie. I think I did take the test online while I was on the show years ago. Because this PSA goes back to the year, 2002. Yeah, goes back to 2002. So there you go. That's a chunk of change. That's up there with Old Economy Village. Yeah, for the old folks. Yeah, listen to the shows. Oh, by the way, Deep Archive is still on Thursday mornings, 4 a.m. to 7. So that's right. What a payoff, friends. You know, a single ember escapes from a wildfire, can travel over a mile, and then it travels over a mile, and then goes, let's go another mile. And it goes another mile till it runs out of gas. But that's a simple way to get rid of a wildfire. How about not have one? How about who needs a wildfire? Why do you need a wildfire? You need nice, tame fires. You know, a little gas grill, there's your tame fire. You don't need to, like, get all these tinder and wood and pour gasoline on and have your wildfire so your friends can ooh and ah. And go, man, this is great. This is like just like being a caveman. Like being a caveman sitting around a fire. Except you're not a caveman or a cavewoman or a cave person. There's no cave. Not yet. But they're going to get back. We're going to get back to the old caveman days before you know it. I can smell it a mile away. We're going to be back in the caves before you know it. It was nice being out of the cave. But right now we're going to have to go back in the caves. Just letting you know. Okay, so get that fire. So put out a wildfire. Got to tell you about some shows on this here station. There's other shows on this station. How about that? What is there? That one looks, nope. How about this one, a new one? Limit, I can't even pronounce that, so I'm not going to, let's see what I can do here. Let's put in this. Okay. Experiment with Time. That sounds good. And that is a past and future experiences blend together in approximately equal proportions. There's no genre, music at its best. Experiment with Time. Saturday nights at midnight. Okay. Re-airs Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Have an experiment with time. Stormy weather, a mercurial mix of tempestuous post-punk to sunny twee pop. Sorry, I dozed off. Every Friday. Oh, that's the show Friday 5 to 6 right here. So that I think that's the next show that comes on after Mime off the air. Which I'm 1 o'clock. I could go long if I want, but I don't want to. Okay. You want to know anything else? No, let's get back to some music. Let's get back to some music, some profound thoughts, and this is 12 months later by the Sly Ones. And you're listening to Zombo Radio here, band. We're doing the months. We're doing the months. Yeah. Oh, this sounds like it's nice and warm.